My next guest is known to everybody. Before she was affectionately known to millions as Mrs. C, actress Marion Ross worked for two decades as a Paramount starlet, appearing in nearly every major television series of the 1950s and 1960s, including Love American Style. Remember that one? She donned an apron that would cinch her career, and soon after came the fateful phone call from producer Gary Marshall that made her an overnight success and changed her life. Actress Marion Ross, she has a new book out called My Days, Happy and Otherwise. Mrs. C, Mrs. Cunningham, Marion Ross from Happy Days. Marion, good morning.
Well, good morning, Mike.
Welcome to WTSN Radio. You are one of the great television moms of all time.
Thank you.
I mean, 11 seasons on a wonderful, wonderful show, Happy Days, I got to tell you. You were like my mom on television. Come on.
Well, I know. I tried to be. I tried to be as good as your mom. Right.
Marion Ross joins us.
We had an awful lot of fun making that show, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my gosh. But look at all the talent that was on that show, Marion. Incredible. Look what they did with their future endeavors, right?
Right. We had wonderful guest stars. Well, and then we had Robin Williams. That was something, I tell you. Everything stopped because this guy came on to play Mork from Ork, and you could see Ron Howard and Henry Winkler dig their feet into the ground and hang on as best they could.
Yeah. Marion's our guest, and she's got a brand new book out called My Days, Happy and Otherwise. And, of course, people still call you Mrs. C, I bet, right?
Oh, yes. A lot. I think that's just fine with me. Fine.
What did you think of, I want to talk a little bit about the book, of course, but the talent that came there, I mean, the Henry Winklers, the Ron Howards, I mean, when they moved on, I mean, did you think that Ron Howard would be this great director of wonderful motion pictures like he has become?
No. Who knew he would become head of the whole deal? You know? Extraordinary. It's really, when you consider Little Opie, it's quite an achievement. Not everybody else has been able to make a career, branch out, and be so excellent in every area. Wonderful movies that he made, you know.
Marion, do you still see Ron at all? You still speak to him at all?
Oh, yes, of course. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I still see the Fonz, you know.
And I have to ask you, do you remember the very first day when you got that call from Gary Marshall that said we're going to put together this Happy Day show? What were your thoughts back then?
Oh, it was not a very big deal at all. Not a big deal. In fact, I wasn't paid very much, and my lines were, oh, Howard. Oh, you know, it's like, it was not much of a challenge. So as the years would go on, they would say every Monday, they would say, Marion, read all those parts, and then read those parts and those parts. So I was constantly auditioning for those writers.
What did you think about the show back then, about a show in the 70s that talked about stuff in the 50s and 60s, and now we have shows on television in 2019 that talk about the eras of the 70s and 80s. What did you think? Did you think that show was going to be successful at that time?
Oh, no. No. It seemed quite ordinary at the time. But you see, the minute we got the Fonz, when the Fonz came on with the leather jacket, it took off. And, of course, he started with a Kansas jacket, you know that, like a windbreaker.
Right, yeah.
And then he graduated to the leather jacket.
Let me ask you this. The book itself, I mean, great memories that you have in the book, My Days, Happy and Otherwise. Give us something in the book that some of our listeners may not know about you or about the show itself. Is the book all about the show or is it about other things besides Happy Days?
Oh, no, it's about my whole life.
Yeah.
It's about my whole life because I love the very beginning because when I was so young, I was so determined to become, by the time I was, you know, like 11 or 12, so determined to become famous. And you can do it. That's my point. I had a Canadian mother, and she, Irish-Canadian mother, and she said, you can be anything. You can do it. You can do it. So I always like to encourage people.
You know, I got to tell you, Marion, one of the other shows that I followed you in was that show Brooklyn Bridge. What a great show that was.
Oh, I loved Brooklyn Bridge. Not everybody saw Brooklyn Bridge, you know.
No, you were twice nominated. You were twice nominated for an Emmy.
Jewish Polish grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah, me.
Oh, it was great. Tell us a little bit about the book. I mean, what are you most proud about in your acting career?
Well, I I think the fact that everybody in the cast wrote a chapter, you know, and that Ron Howard wrote the foreword, that's very important. That it is a Happy Days document. But I like talking about my early years at in Hollywood and at Paramount, being under contract to Paramount in the early 1950s. I mean, Audrey Hepburn was there up in makeup with me. She was the same age as me. Oh, I wanted to die. I went right out and bought 2 candy bars and ate them anyway.
But you know, your early days, I mean, you were in the company of great luminaries such as, you know, Lauren Bacall, Humphrey Bogart.
Stars. You know, big stars coming into that dining room, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Marlene Dietrich comes swooping in. Martin and Lewis were there playing with their food. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, people remember you from, I mean, you've done a lot of stuff, you know, on stage as well. Do you prefer movies or stage or television? What do you like best?
Really, the answer is that I like it all. It's all a challenge. Of course, you like it when you're on stage because you're in charge.
That's true.
You know?
That's
Otherwise, we don't have very much control.
But there is something about that live.
Right out, you know.
But there is something about that live theater experience that you perform in front of an audience. You have no idea what's going to happen sometimes. Hopefully, it's the right lines and everything else. But it's great to see a audience reaction night after night.
It is always exciting, I tell you. And so you want to have all of that in your life.
11 seasons as Mrs. Cunningham. What a great role that was, and what a great show it was. We all continue to have great memories of Happy Days. Marion Ross, our guest, her book is called My Days, Happy and Otherwise. Great to talk to you, and thanks for sharing so much memories with us here on WTSN. Appreciate it, Marion. Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.